stoji da je to Europin Hafnir.
Moment. Sohnor Tufkuf Nun. Sohnor speaks about the differences. The difference is, the name of the siman is Ahavdil Shesh Ben Tishba of Liyos HaTzeiros. The difference of the halachas of Tisha B'Av and the other four Tanesim. So the Shulchan Aruch starts, Hakol Chayovim Lis'anes Arba Tzeiros Halalu. Everybody is mechuyev to fast the four Tanesim, but also live for its Kedah. And you're not allowed to make a hole in the wall. That means you shouldn't be, it seems in Shulchan Aruch, normally v'hakol chayovim, normally means that you're mechuyev, so there's no way of getting out of it. And also live for its Kedah, it says that the reason you're not allowed to do it is you're not allowed to be per its Kedah, the mashmos is that there is no such chiyuv. Damasus and Morgan Avram on the spot already says, Aval gav de medina bizman she'in sakona en chayovim lisanes. That means it's in the Gemara Rosh Hashana, the Gemara has a steer. The Gemara says, one part of the pasuk it says, it's Toyma Ravi, Toyma Chamishi, Toyma Shvi, Toyma Asiri. It's referring to the Abba Tanesim as a Toym, as a day of fasting. And then it says, Yahafar yeh elasosin elasimcha. And it says that it's going to be, all those Tanesim will turn into a day of Sosan and Simcha. And the Gemara asks the steer, when is it Sosan and Simcha, and when is it Tzoyim? So the Gemara says that when there's Shishas HaShmad, then it's Yom Tzoyim. When it's Beis HaMikdash Kayom, then it's Yom Simcha. And then the Gemara says, if it's not Shishas HaShmad, and it's not Beis HaMikdash Kayom, so therefore, it's be'etzim not a chiyuv, it's not a tzoyim, and it's not a simcha. And therefore, be'etzim, it's only a minik. So that's what the Morgan Avraham says, the medina bizman she'in tzakona in chayov l'sanis, ela b'tisha b'av. Tisha b'av, the Gemara says, hukfulu a tzoris, because there were so many tzoris in Tisha b'av, the Beis HaMikdash in both Beis HaMikdash and Mikdash were nirchav, therefore it's more chomo. Of mikol makim, kim shenogu l'sanis kulam, the minig is as everybody fasts, is also lifrit skeder. But we see that the tainis is not as chomo as a normal tainis, as Tisha B'Av. There's difference, and you're talking, it's not even a medina, it's haladin, you're not mechuyev, because we're talking in the times when we know shmad, and the Shemitish is not standing. So the Morgan Avraham, the Meromov continues, miu, ubrois uminukois, women which are pregnant or feeding mothers, Shemit star is how, but ain't lisanis, they shouldn't fast. Which the mashmos here, ain't lisanis, they shouldn't even try. That's the beginning of the Ramah. But fill ain't mit star is, if they're not, it doesn't disturb them much, ain't mechuyom lisanis, and shenogulachmi. Which the Ramah, in the Ramah is mashma, that women, which are mit star is how, you're not allowed to fast. Ain't lisanis, you shouldn't fast. If you know mitzvahs harbe, if they could manage, which today I think is something which is not something of the norm, is ein mechuyev lesanes eleshenog lehachmir. They're not mechuyev, but the minik was, even though the whole tainis is a minik, this is a minik on the minik, that even the rovs of minikas should also fast if they don't have mitzvahs harbe. The minik about the developed sich. Mubaz and Minikas are not mitzvahs, are not misanis, and the same thing is Makom Choli, Makom people are ill, it's not, this is, they're not mechuyev to fast. Says the Shulchan Aruch further. So he says, Tzoymes halalu chutz mitzvah b'av, that means the Tanesim, which is Shivas HaBetamas, Tzoym Gedalia, and Asor HaBetavis, Mutorin, Berchitza, Vesicha, Veninus HaSandl, Vetash Meshamito. So this There's a few kulas here, says the Shulchan Aruch. First of all, you're allowed to wear shoes. You're allowed to wash yourself. Mizmutzal b'tash mishamito. And you don't have to start the tainis at beginning of the night. You only start the tainis, is only the tainis the entire day. Now this din of that the gimel tzomers are different is something which needs to be explained. Because in the pasuk it says there is tzoma chamishi, tzoma asiri, tzoma revi, and tzoma ashvi, which it looks like all four tanezim have the same degree. So you're going to tell me, because at the end of the story is it's not shas hashmat. So then we have to know why Tisha B'Av is different. So we're going to say Tisha B'Av did stay with its halacha. So of them, Emma says they said why these four tanezim, the three tanezim are different than the Tisha B'Av. It's a thing told in two Mishnais in Mesachas Tainis. Mesachas Tainis is the Mishnais of the Tanesim which they did when there was no rain. So there's a whole Seder of Tainis. The first Perek of Tainis is the whole Perek, first Perek is busy with it. How, what do we do when there was a lack of rain? What do we do with them? So it says as in the first mission it says, when we came to the 17th day of Macheshva, let's say right at the beginning of the winter, in Sarakol, in Eretz Yisrael, they only started saying Vesein Talamoto. The earliest you say Vesein Talamoto is Zayin Cheshva. But it seems that if Oysen Retzoyne Shel Mokim, if everything should be going smoothly, after 10 days of davening, saying Vesein Talamoto, rain should have arrived. But the year Yudzai Mecheshvan, rain didn't, Yudzai Mecheshvan arrived, v'lo yoduk shomim, there was no rain, ischilo ha'yechidim isanim, so then it was a tainis yochid. That only people, there was no tekanu, the bezin didn't announce that there is a tainis, but the people themselves, it was yechidim, which made tainisim, gimel tainis. When it was a tainis, the yechidim, what they did is, they were allowed to eat by night, and they were allowed to, so these four things, these arba inuim, were muta, even in the middle of the tainis, you were muta with all those things. That's the tainis yochid, which the yechidim did. If Chodesh Kislev arrived, and then there was still no rain, then things changed, then Bezdin goes in Shalosh Taniyas Al Hatzibur. Then we had this announcement of the Bezdin is geklapped, as Medav passed, you have to fast three Tanesim, which is Beis, Hey, Beis, which on Mondays, Thursdays, and Mondays again. But then, again, the Mishnah says, you're allowed to eat by night, Mutorin, the four Inuim or Mutter, even on a tiny tzibur, which is here, we have a tiny tzibur, which he allowed in the Melocha. Then, the next Mishnah, Daf Yubeis on the base, Mishnah Daf Yubeis says, what happens if those three Tanesim passed and there's still no rain? Is then Gozu Gimel Tanis Acheres Al Hatzibur. Then the Bezdin makes different Tanis. And those already Mulchamo Oichlo B'Sheisim B'Boid Yoyim. You only can eat as long as it's day. By night you're not allowed to eat. And then you have also Basurin B'Melocha. That's another din. You're not allowed to work. B'Chitza B'Sicha B'Nilasat Sandal B'Tashu Shamito. The four Inuim are also in those next Tanis. And now we have to know. Here it seems that the three Tanesim which we have, I mean, besides Tishbav Taka, we do as the Tainis, the Muhammadic, which is also in all Chamisha Inuim, the same thing we have on Yom Kippur is the same, and there it's Midiraisa. The Chamisha Inuim, Machalik's Rishonim, the Chamisha Inuim are the Raisa. The Tzuras HaTainis is with the Chamisha Inuim, but Tanesim, we see here in the Shulchan Aruch says that you don't have to keep those the Tashmish, all the Gimel Inuim or Mutar. The Morgan Avraham often said on this says, Why do we allow rechitza? He says, "Lefisha'ein roiv tzibo yechelamet bo," because it's too hard for the tzibo to make such sanesim. It seems that Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur is sufficient, and it's hard for the tzibo to be nizah in the Gimel Inu. That's why the Maharam says, "Lochein," since it's perhaps something which should to a tainis, which looks like the tainis the Maharam is used, a normal tainis should be also in the. In the Arba Inuim and in the other things in the Chitza and Sicha and so forth, which should be also, Lachain Baal Nefesh Yachmi Bekulam, Kemoi B'Tishabov. Be'etzem, a Baal Nefesh should do all of them, should be Nizan all of them, like a Tishabov. The only thing, Chutz Mechalitzes Minol, Shloi Kechucho V'Tlul. But taking off shoes, since everybody wears shoes the whole time, so therefore, you shouldn't look like a letzonis. You should be machmen all of them. And the mashmos in the Magen Avraham is in Mekal Mokem. He says, "Leil Tzvila leifresh beishtoi." Leil Tzvila is mutter. Which even though the tainis is only by day, the other four in the three inuim, the chitza sicha, and nilas a sandal, if you want to keep them, you have to keep them by night also. So therefore, tonight, be'etzem, it's not the Magen Avraham, and Mishmur brings this la'aloch also. If the Baal Nefesh wants to be machmir and keep the Gimel Inuim on a tainis, it starts from mibedyoy. In Achil and Shtia, it's not that we were Kabul, that we're not machmir, and I don't think the Magen Avraham assumes the Shlom means the Baal Nefesh yachmir not to eat from Shkia. I don't think so. It's not mashmazay, it's only mashmir in the Inuim, because the Takonis. Takonis tainis was that we have to keep the tainis only tainis yoim, not tainis laila, and therefore even though you want to be machmir, you can eat by night. But in the Gimel Inuim, the mashmos is from the last piece of the Magen Avraham that even belaila, the chitza and sicha is an inyan to be machmir. As we state in Magen Avraham, and the emes is this halach of the Magen Avraham is a little bit dependent. What's the pshat of the Gimel Inuim or Mutter on a tainis of the other Gimel tainis? And the emphasis is, in the Goyen is mashma, there is two pshatim, why we couldn't understand, why should we be Mutter in Gimel tainis? The positive pshat, and that's how the Choru would learn it, is because as we see in tainis, the first mission which we learned, in the first Gimel tainisim, which are made for not falling when there's no rain. It's also mutter bechitza v'sicha v'nilas asan tashma shamita. So we see there is a tainis tzibo. We can have a tainis tzibo without gimel inuim. You don't need to have a tainis tzibo which is also in all chamisha inuim. So therefore, if that would be the din, and then the other three tainisim have only a din of the tainis tzibo of the first mishnah in tainis. So therefore, al pi din be'etzim would be mutter, and only would be mutter, there would be no inyan of a Baal Nefesh Yachmir. But the Magen Avraham, I think, didn't understand it that way, and I think he comes from the Gemara. The Gemara says as a star Gemara in Tainis. The Gemara in Tainis says as follows. The Gemara says that the Gemara brings here that when Yochid, which is Joseph the Tainis, if he should be known in Nilas a sandal, the Gemara says that certain Tainisim used to, certain Amiroim used to change their shoes, the left on the right and the right on the left. And then the Gemara says, the one who fins off, Rabban de Beravashi, Nafke Kiyochayu, they went out with normal shoes, Sovra they held, Kihoda Mashmul, Ein Tanis Tzibu Bebovel, Elo Tishba Bilvat. Which the Mashmur says there's no din tiny sibul in Babel, only on Tishba. Which is Mashma, at the soid of tiny sibul, and this that's Yanik, is Be'etzim to be Noik Chamishinuim. Now the loch is ain't tiny sibul in Babel, they decide that there is no din of tiny sibul, and we don't keep the Chamisha Inuim only on Tisha B'Av itself. And where were they coming from? It's Be'etzim says to Mitzad Adin, and I think that's it on top of the Ramban, As mitzad adin, be'emes the arba tanesim u'mechuyiv in all chamishayinuim as much as tishiva. No, in Babel there were noig that they're not noig the chamishayinuim. Where does it come from? It comes from the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says, the Gemara Megillah is taka handling on Shivas of the Tammuz. Gemara brings the story of Rebbe. The Gemara says a few chidushim which Rebbe said. Rebbe said, Rebbe not on the Tir b'Purim, which that was a chiddush, that even though other people were knowing Issa Melacha on Purim, he was knowing that not on the Tir b'Purim, he allowed Melacha, Melacha is allowed on Purim. The next din was Rebbe was Matir, v'rochatz b'kroyne shel tzipori, b'shivas v'tamuz. And the Rebbe went to wash himself in kroyne shel tzipori, even though it was a dovash of Fahesia, he did it on Shivas of the Tammuz. And the reason, and he wanted to be Oikir Tishabov, and the Tosfos already says, Avada, wasn't the shaila of being Oikir Tishabov, Chas V'Shalom, he wanted to keep the tainus, but he wanted to make that Tishabov also should be like Shivas of the Tammuz, and should be Mutter with the Gimel Inuim. As well on Tosfos, you look at Tosfos, the family based in Megillah, you want to learn there, and the Gemara says, Veloi Hoiduloi, and the Chacham were not masking to it. That means Tisha B'Av stayed with the Chamish Yinuim, and the other Fitanesim didn't stay with the Chamish Yinuim. So the reason being, so this is where I think the Bogen Avraham got its halacha. They goes on the Gezeirah LaTzibur because you can't ask from the Tzibur to keep the Chamish Yinuim on all of the Tanesim. So therefore we have, since we found this is the din of Tainis Yochid, and the Tainis Yochid the halacha is that you're allowed to have, you do fast, but you still don't keep the Gimel Inuim. Therefore, in the Takana, it's all a child in the Minik. And the Goyim Shtel too, because in the times of Rebbe, that's when the Gzeres Hashmad was over. And since in the times of Gzeres Hashmad, Avadis Halacha, as the Gemara says, Medina, when we have to keep the Medina, and it's not a Minik, so then the Halacha is, you have to keep all Chamish Yinuim. But once the Tzas Hashmad was over, and this was in the times of Rebbe, therefore Rebbe decided that he could be Matir all Gimel Inuim, and that's why he was Rochatz B'Shivas V'Tamuz, he allowed the Gimel Inuim B'Shivas V'Tamuz, because since Sof Kol Sof, the whole Kriyuv of Tainis is only Mitzad Minik, so then we keep it like a Tainis Yochid. Das is L'chura, the Hezbollah, that's why the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Sifbeis, that we don't have to keep the Gimel Inuim, but the Magen Avraham says, the Baal Nefesh, that's the Indian, because since in the etz and the makor of the tainis is divrei neviim. It's mentioned in Tanakh, and therefore in the times when it was gzeres hashmad, you had to keep the chamish yinuim because that's how the tainis is. Even though Rabbi was meikul, it seems that the abal nefesh should be machmir. The question is, if abal nefesh should be machmir, so why did Rabbi do it? Why was he not? His damage is not sweet to some of them. Elshin says that we see that by Rabbi Gamliel, it says when he was an oval, he was rochatz on the first day of his avelus, and asked him how can he do it, and the Torah says, he said, istinisani, because I'm an istinis, I'm allowed to wash myself. So therefore it could be that Rabbi Be'etzim, when he washed himself because he was an istinis. Now if he would have been an istinis, he wouldn't have done it before Hesia. He would have done it with sin, and then nobody should see it. He did it with a hesia to show the oilim that Be'emes mitzad adin it's mutra. That's one eitzah. This can't say it's never so. If Rebbe wanted to pask in the halacha, he wanted to bring out the halacha, that we should know that the Gimel Inuim are mutra. So therefore, he did the ma'isa, that even though there is a mocker from Baal Nefesh Yachmir, but the door is so we should know that she was a Tammuz, not, and she was Alan Tammuz, and Tim Gedalia, and Asor Batevis, and not as Chomu. Therefore, he was Matir, the Gimel Inuim. Das is l'chayil the pshato in the Shulchan Aruch, which I wanted to bring up, the two studim, what the din is, why the Gimel Inuim is muta, or it's mitzad adin, because it's like a tainis, the first tainism of Kshamim, and the Magen Avraham didn't learn that way, because it's mashma from ein tainis tzibur bebovel, that we don't keep it as a tainis tzibur. Therefore it must be, because it's a minig, and this is the din from the Chiddush in the Gemara Megillah, which the Gemara Megillah says, that Rebbe washed himself on Shivas Batamas, because he wanted to show that the Gimel Inuim Mutar. Das is mitzad da halacha of the Gimel Tanis. The my cigarette is, what's the message of the Gimel Tanis? It's that a lot of people, it's just a day which has to pass. Just waiting, everyone's just looking at their watch and waiting till Nacht is over. It's quite natural, we're all hungry people. And the emesis, without verstehen, the Gemara says, what was the reason why it was Shmos of Tammuz a Tainis? And the Gemara says, the Mishnah in Tainis says there was five things which happened. One of the things which happened is that is Hofka Iyo. The town at Yerushalayim was under siege and was broken in. And they managed to break the walls of Yerushalayim. So I remember that I was a bocher who once asked Rav Koppelman, the Rashiva of Luzern, it's a long time, we asked him to say Shmuz. This passes a little bit of time. It's helped us also pass the time. So he asked them, the Kashas, what's this, we make such an issue. The other things is Sof, our posthumous, Satura, it's a terrible tragedy. We held him at Tzelem Beichel, Shivas of Thomas Nishtab Haluchas. I remember I heard this once, I think from Shmuel Asher. He said over that Emes, it should have been if Klal Yisrael had never sinned, his Kabbalah Sator was Shavuos, and the Emes is Moshe should have come down on Shavuos of Tammuz. The Emes Shavuos of Tammuz should have been the Yom Tov, like we have Yom Tov of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is when Luchos Shniyos came down. So that Yom Tov should have been Shavuos of Tammuz. Shavuos of Tammuz, Moshe Rabbeinu would have come down with the Torah, and then if Moshe Rabbeinu would come down with the Torah, so Klal Yisrael would have never lost the Madrega of Poskas HaMosom. So Klal Yisrael would have went straight up to Eretz Yisrael Miyad, and Tisha B'Av would have been Chinuch HaMikdosh. So Be'etzem, what Shavuos HaTamosom and thing would have been basically Tikkun Olam. We would have already would have arrived in a fast mode to La'osid Lovay. And because they missed it, it took us another 2,500 years, we're still in the middle of it. Not yet finished, Mirz Hashem, we hope to finish in Gichon. But what is the greatest, he asked the question, what is this big tragedy? Pretty big tragedy of Hofko Iyo, that the town, Yerushalayim, was broken in. So he said, he tries to explain us, you have to understand and appreciate what does it mean to live in a town without outside influence. And a person lives, even in, we have here Salford, this ganz feine Yiddish Shchuna. I don't think there's in Europe such a Yiddish Shchuna which can smell Shabbos off in gas. Baruch Hashem Shabbos, there's come out no cars. Things are pleasant and beautiful. But it's not cut off. It is for somebody who wants to, you can disconnect. It's like a two in the summer, Baruch Hashem. You can go on the streets here in the summer, Baruch Hashem. You don't have big nisyanis. The olam is dressed, but it's not too far. Without anything, that you have to raise, you have to go into the rest of Manchester. And the rest of Manchester is a complete different atmosphere. And besides the different atmosphere, the nisyanis which come up of a person being between goyim is not dafka nisyanis of doing avayos, but the nisyanis of seeing that there is a life living without living with the Rabbeinu Shlomo with you. And you live, a person who lives between Eden, is you're living Shabbos, you're living Yom Tov, you're living Erev Shabbos, you're living Meitzi Shabbos. So though it's a certain thing which a person is part and parcel of, and it's part of you. And you walk down the streets, Mekan is the Kenan. You come here to MH on Erev Yom Kippur, you can make Shmekt, it's Erev Yom Kippur. Besides all the stands, all the stockers, people are more serious, people are Machen Cheshbon HaNefesh, you can realize that they're in a different matzav. And this is all, as long as we cut off and we disconnect it, having a wall around the Yerushalayim was giving a certain shmirah, was giving, it was guarding the town, that the town, the outside influences should not hit the Yidden between in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, we know that in the Medrash Eicha, you see pages and pages of the Chochm of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim were very clever people. He said well, the cleverness was only because they were brought up in a very pure surrounding. They were brought up in a place which was not influenced in from outside winds. We today, Nebuch, are all, even in the Shenst and the Besta. The Amal people wore hats like this. And then everybody decided that they have to have a smaller rim. Who decided that? Where is that coming from? Amal HaStreim was so small, today became this height, with peaks and pokes and who come thus? In Yerushalayim, what does not given? And we were living in a place where we're not influenced, we cut off, and people come here to camp. This is a place where only Avodas Hashem is consisting, so because we are cut up, building a wall, if, even though it's just a physical wall of stones, but it's an other atmosphere, it's an other thing. וזה תוכל למעשה נהלוך ירושלים הדיפן הלוכס. קודשן קלם is נחולם בירושלים. There was מייסה שני was נחולם בירושלים. ירושלים had a different atmosphere. So given the שוקי ירושלים had a different thing. The Gemara says that twice a day they used to clean the streets of ירושלים. Because in ירושלים there were nizah and tumah ותירה. Was making sure that שמי אני שרוץ and חס ושלום שמי become tumah. So there was a certain different style of life. A person basically in Yerushalayim knew that his 70 years which he's spending in this world is for one and only thing, to serve the Rebbeinu Shlom and not to be influenced by the outside. And by default, if we're living between people, we have to leave our surroundings, we get influenced. And a person has to realize how chomer this is. A person has to realize to hang on to places where there is a little bit of the atmosphere. So you blip na bissel, but the knesias, but the midrashas, it's a door, mach epes, ein ha-kodesh boch, ulom ele dal damas shel halocha bilvad. The Rebbeinu Shlom has still places where this atmosphere in a minute form can still be kept. This is all possible, but only if we really hold on to it, we really stick to it, and when if we're going to yearn taka and we realize that we want to become better, and we want to be better, so then the Rebbeinu Shlom will have Rachmanos of us, and Mitzvah Shem will be Zecher, will be to the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Bimeir, Bimeir, Amen.
Is about the order of the Kudunim, the Mishpacha There's nobody left of those. So Rashi says the Samu Talib, Uva'ela Loihoya Ish. So Rashi is Madaik Ish. There was no men left because they all died out because of the evasion.
The last
lot
didn't die. That's why
the next stop is the parsha is here, because to tell you that they loved Eretz Yisrael and they wanted to do way loy ish, but they were noshim, and that includes the next stop, of course, and they wanted a chelik in Eretz
Yisrael. Come all the women. Although it was only five ladies who said they wanted lachlo. Although it was only five ladies who wanted a lachlo.
In Chayfer, Ben Gilo, Ben Nochim, Ben Menashe, the Mishra Chos Menashe Ben Yosef, Eres Mois Moisov, the daughters of Nachman, Noem, Chok, and Mukhav Sirzo. Shrashi wants to know here why to say twice. It says, Ben Chayfer, Ben Gilo, Ben Nochim, Ben Menashe. Again, the Mishra Chos Menashe.
Yeah.
It says Menashe twice. So Shrashi, Loma Nehma, Avaloi Kavan Elo, Ben Menashe. And Eloi Malach, from Yosef, Yosef Chil, Ben Zoretz. Yosef loved Eretz Yisrael. Shenema Barisa Metzas Moisai. He wanted to be reburied in Eretz Yisrael. And his daughters, his Eretz were the same. But the Moisai, Chil Vesor, Shenema Zmono Lachuzo. And the land of Shere Kudon Tzadiki. They were all Tzadiki. It was blessed in the whole Yichus here. Prophet, and Heber, and Gila, and Mokim, and has a whole offer of names. Why? Because to tell you they're all Tzadiki. So Gashi, Jekom Mishamasa, and Masa Moisai's to me. If you've got a person, and his ancestors, and you're not sure, you don't know if it's a Tzadikim or not, the Poracha Kosov Echabneh and Yasser Ishwak. And the Torah singles out one of them just to praise him, to say, he's a Tzadik, that's right, it's not only he is a Tzadik, how is a Tzadik Ben Tzadik? And the other, forget, the same thing as Rashi says in the beginning of the Parsha, but also about Pinchas and the Shichas and the Zimri, the same thing. The Yisrael Ikinai, Kikoy Bo Ishmael Ben Sanya, you know Ishmael Ben Sanya was. He was the one who killed Gedali ben Achikam, the year of Ezra to be killed. Gedali was so strong that one Shlomo ben Tzadik couldn't kill him. You know the story, he was in there having a Suda there, and then they said somebody will see him outside. He was very innocent, he was very, very strong. He had 10 men waiting outside, and he all jumped on him, otherwise he couldn't do it. So it says ben Shlomo ben Tzadik ben Eli Shama, again, Yichus, his father in the Zayda, to tell you, just like he was a Russia, Yadushi Hotlish Kogan, Yimurishan, they were all Rishan. That's how it goes with the Yichus. Machla Noya, this is a Seder here, Machla Noya. Well, Halavoyma, right at the end of Masay, when they got married eventually, it says, Vatiana Machla Matirza, a different Eder, a different Seder. Why? Magazine Shkulis Zukuzu. They were equal, and Pikus Sunastino. He's had a Moshe now as well, we've had some guys Moshe before, Haran and Moshe. Say they were equal. However, Yeah. Oh, Rashi, the very last Rashi in Bamidbar, the end of the last thing, says there, the Seder there is according to the, because he's talking, that person he's talking about when they got married. That is the Seder when they got married, according to their age. That Seder there is according to their age. First of all, like they're interesting, this is the companies like Lovin says, you don't marry off the younger one before the older one. He brings that to the Zedriah, that the older one, Brunish Lovchon, the oldest one got married first, and the next one. That was according to the Torahs. But here, and all other places, it's a different Seder, that's according to the Chacham. That's what she said. We know the Chacham, the Chacham, the Chacham, the Yoist. Because he said, like he said about, you see in the parasha, they knew about the Nachman, that's the boys and girls, they knew the Halachas. Right, that's all they knew. Pasuk Beis. At a point of time, Moshe Fnei Rosh HaKoyim, Fnei HaNasim, Chol Oed, HaPesah Oed Moed Leimah. So Rashi, Fnei Moshe Fnei Rosh HaKoyim, Magik Shloi Omdu Fnei Rosh HaKoyim, Boy Magik Shloi Sarabe. Because we know that I'll do the next Rashi, because I'm joined to that. If that was the order, he asked Moshe Rabbeinu, he doesn't know, not very likely, there are lots of good to know. So, turn down the pasuk, as if they ask Elazar first. Did Rabbi Yashe, Abacham Mishal Elazar, he says no. They were sitting together, Moshe, Elazar, and Nassim, and he asked them all together. Now, we've got, the first Rashi said, this was in the last year, the 40th year, because it said the name Moshe. Why is his name Bnei Aaron? Because it wasn't there anymore.
Yes.
It's already lived there. And we've got the similar thing, whereas in Parshas Baloischa, the Parsha of Pesach Sheni, when these people were here, Anoshim, Tamei, Nefesh Adam, they didn't know what to do. Have we got no Eitzim on Pesach? There it says, Bnei Aaron, the name Moshe or Bnei Aaron. There it says, because Aaron, Moshe and Aaron, because Aaron was also there. So Rashi said the same thing. If Moshe doesn't know, Aaron doesn't know. So it's the same thing. Rashi is the same. Lashon is here that they were sitting together in the base of Benish, and they asked them together. Because if you don't ask, also unfortunately, you don't ask the Rebbe in front of the town. It's not right. If the Rebbe and the Talmud are sitting there, you ask the Rebbe. If there's a Rebbe and the Talmud, you don't go ask the Talmud if the Rebbe is sitting there.
I mean, is there talk about Pinchas that Pinchas Yogavust and Moshe didn't?
Yeah. All right. That was a Rishi Lion way, and he had to get the Sahara. All right, we're asking you, that was a halacha, which we're asking. I remember years ago, a very interesting thing about not asking if a rebbe's an aggressive Talmud Chacham, then you don't ask somebody else. Very interesting story. You like the Shlomo, this is an auditorium, listen to this. I was laying in an auditorium once, year, many, many, many years ago. If I'm mistaken, there's no shadows it was a mistake, but I'm passing myself. Dan Weiss was here, he was Adi, he'd come back on the visits. Rav Moshe was still with us. So they were sitting next to each other in shul. So I walked towards them to ask, and Rav Emerson went like this.
Oh,
in other words, don't ask me. Dan Weiss was saying, remember that? He said, went like this, like pointed to Dan Weiss. I shouldn't ask Rav Moshe, even when Rav Moshe was already in the rob, I think. Dan Weiss should have came back on his visits, but Rav Moshe went like that to me.
Quite a
bit. Don't ask me. Yes. Ask me. There was no shout about it, but I said, again, I'm not asking myself. Well, no, because everybody knew it was a. You remember that safe word? Remember that years ago, there were loads of mistakes we found in the safe word. Wrong letters. Manwish, wrong letters. I'll tell you a beautiful thing. Somebody said, and he said, Eric Cohen, and he's been there. He said, well, I was laying in Pashas by Eitzi. It says that Yaakov Avinu said to the Baba, I will pasture your flock. Ere, you pasture, you spell it Aleph, Resh, Ayin, Hey. It was written beautifully in the Sefer Torah about Aleph, Resh, Aleph, Hey.
Yes.
I couldn't believe it.
That's a
tack of self. Listen to the lovely boy Eric Cohen told me. Ellie asked me after, he saw it stopped me to come on the Sefer. He said, what was the matter? I said, the word error was spelled wrong, so Ellie said, there was an error in the Sefer Torah.
That was a proper seal.
That is a proper seal. That was the problem. Yeah, it would be checked.
I thought that was the
Shalayu.
Sorry, apologize.
No, that was the Master Shalayu.
Error.
All right, let's And he didn't have any sons. Rashi, who loy hoya, the fishalay was known to get to mace. They wanted to say he died in his own avail, not to do anything else. This is what they had to say, loy bechetus loynim. He wasn't one of those who was complaining. He didn't die because of that. Loy vadas choyrach, shisu alakosh falku, he had nothing to do with koyrach. And loy bechetus loynim, he says his own private avail, nothing to do with that. Well, hechtus rabbin, he didn't cause anybody else to do avails. Rabbi Kiva and the Makoshis ate him. Rabbi Kiva says the Slokhov was the Makoshis. Rabbi Shimon, I'm not appealing, one of them appealing. So the interesting the scholar brings, what's Rabbi Kiva's rise of the Makoshis? Because it says here, I'm in the base by Midbar, and there's a Gzeira Shava, but the Makoshis is said by Hebrew, and he saw it by Midbar. So by Midbar, I said that was the Makoshis. And so this is the comment, what's the rise of Rabbi Shimon, who says that Slokhov is one of the Mapilim, and the Mapilim in Shlachnikov, they wanted to go by Apilu and Rosh Ahar, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't go, the Shkin is not with you, and they attacked the Makil, but the Knanim there. So, how was the ride that the Slokhov was one of them? So, the Slokhov says, by Apilu, he's a Gematria Slokhov. Okay?
What was the Havavin of the Mokeh Chayek?
What's the Havavin they won't?
Yeah, the Torah doesn't say it.
If
there's no boys, then the girls get it. Why should the girls? I mean, what? Doesn't seem a fair
issue. The Mokeh says they heard. The Lachlo only goes to the...
No, it's going to Schorim.
Only goes to the Schorim, not to the Kavis. So they said that. That's all
the Torah doesn't say that they don't get it.
Unfortunately, I don't look at Schorim. You mean, after Shimon, you mean they heard it, so they heard it. So they said, they said, when they heard that, says the Medrash, that they thought, look, a human being, because Rachmanis is different to a human being. Very interesting, Lossi said, a human being, that's what it said the Medrash, human beings got more Rachmanis on the sons than on the daughters. All right, I'm just repeating what he says. That's what I'm saying, what little look in the Rabbi Shimoni. Kodesh Baruch Hu Rachmanis is on the Chorim and on the Kavis. Yes. So why should we? So they said, Lomar Yigonash Yom Bintun. Why should the name of father be kept back? Why should he be excluded from his father? Kain Levain, just because he hasn't got a son. So Lomar Yigonash Yom Bintun. So Lomar Yigonash Yom Let's take it. Let's take the Nachalot. He wanted number one from the father. Also because he died and then there was no brothers, no uncles to take it. That's what she says. We're in the place of the son. And if you say, you want to say the daughters were not equal to the sons, you shall be in the open. See, if we a son takes his mother out to Yibum, there's the children, there's no Yibum. But is the daughter, if you say we're not like sons, we can't pat our mother from Yibum, and she goes Yibum Taka, one or the other. Kein loy ben. They only tied him because he's got no son, because they knew how him hoyer like Ben, boy of his son, he wouldn't ask anything. They knew that because he has got no son. If they knew that if he had sons, then the Ben would not have a son. So, have we got any more time?
Yeah,
fine. I can voice the spot of the Hashem. So Moshe the boy, Moshe Ben brought it, but he brought it to Hashem. He asked him that. The son of Allah, he forgot the Lord. Can't live around Smart, don't live around the sheep, he can't take your life. He said, all hard things you bring to me. But the Smart was not big with Mr. Bainer, so it'll be something which he wouldn't know. Come on, after the Lord's Lord, the Lord's Lord, the Lord's Lord, the Lord's Lord, the should have been written through Mr. Bainer, and the Shazoka, the Lord's Lord, the Lord's Lord, they was Oika, it was written, it was the day, was Oika. I was going to tell you, this off on the Fortune says, another reason why, immediately, as soon as he heard the Tainer, he straight away, he's not passing it, he goes straight away to him. Why? Because they said to him, Korach wasn't the Korach, he was on your side. Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu, that's a bit of shalichat for me. I can wish we could have Hashem, I can't do it.
Well,
yeah, what is it? What's that?
Yeah, right. They are. You didn't put them away yesterday.
I was here yesterday.
Hello?
Yep.
That's right, you didn't put them away.
Max Koya. Tomorrow is... Oh, all right. That's it. Stop. Tisha Carter.